I'm here with Seth Rudetsky, the host of Seth's Big Fat Broadway Show. Can you describe your live show for us?
All right, so Seth's Big Fat Broadway Show is essentially, I don't know, it's kind of like a combination of like The Daily Show slash America's Funniest Home Videos slash Broadway's Biggest Bloopers. So just me with a million audio clips and a million video clips showing the audience what's amazing about Broadway and what gives people a splitting headache and why.
Your obsessions and deconstructions are part of this, right?
Correct.
How does something go from like, well, that's compelling, to I must break this down for 10 minutes for an audience?
Well, everything. I mean, I can't help. It's like very OCD. My mind is just very OCD and obsessed with minutia. So it's like, you know, I'm just constantly obsessed with people's voices, with people's choices that they make, why the hell they made those choices, or, oh my God, what a brilliant choice. And I'm just constantly thinking about that. And ever since I was a kid, I mean, I remember calling my friend on the phone, and I held the phone next to the record player because, of course, I grew up in the 70s, and I remember playing Amos Behaven, and Nell Carter was singing, and I was screaming, oh, my God, she just belted an E. She just belted an E. Of course, he was 11. He's like, I don't know what belting is. I don't know what an E is. I'm 11. I'm straight. What's happening?
What was your do you remember the first Broadway show that you saw?
Remember it, of course. I was 4 years old, and my parents took me to see Peter Pan. And by Peter Pan, I mean Hair. That's right. First Broadway show was Hair for a four-year-old.
I was going to say my first one was actually Peter Pan.
Yeah, well, you had appropriate parents. Actually, my parents were very cool. They were like, it's all good. So, you know, their version of protecting me was putting their hands over my eyes during the nude scene. I literally remember my mother's hand going over my eyes. But I completely was obsessed with it. I saw Hair. I saw The Pajama Game with Hal Linden. I saw Pippin. I saw Grease. Of course, I saw Annie, of course. And I mean, they just took me to show after show because I grew up right near New York. So I just constantly saw shows.
Well, what is your biggest all-time Broadway obsession?
Oh, brother. I have so many, but I'll say one of them that I do in the show is for my bar mitzvah, like most kids that turn 13, I got the album to Evita. Anybody? Mm. Nobody. But I got Evita for my bar mitzvah, and I became obsessed with that show. And then when the movie came out, it was so traumatic. Like, I wore black for a year. So I do a compare and contrast of Patti LuPone versus Madonna, quote-unquote, singing.
Well, so what are some of the biggest changes in musical theater that you've seen on Broadway, like over the last 10 or 15 years?
Oh, how okay. Well, there's a lot. First of all, I remember when I first heard the term jukebox musical, like someone described it to me, and that has now become very much the norm. And a jukebox musical means taking music from a certain, like, oeuvre or genre, like, let's say, all ABBA music from Mamma Mia, or, like, you know, all 80s music for Rock of Ages. And that is definitely the new trend because everyone's very scared to take a risk on new music. So it's like, let's take a song that everybody knows and write a show about that. So that's a very big trend. And sometimes it really works with, let's say, shows like Jersey Boys, and sometimes it's devastating with Good Vibrations, the music of the Beach Boys. So that is definitely a big trend, and sometimes it works, sometimes it does. And the biggest destruction of Broadway, which is devastating to me, is the reduction of the orchestra. First of all, the double talk about the word orchestra. I just saw a Broadway show last night, and they were like, the orchestra is being conducted by blah, blah, blah. Now, the orchestra, by the way, had no string section. So it's actually not an orchestra. It's called a band.
When you were a kid, did you ever think that a show like Glee would ever be made, that like the hottest kids on mainstream TV would be singing songs from Funny Girl on television?
I have very mixed feelings about shows like that because, yes, I'm so glad that, yet again, Broadway music is cool, but the lip-syncing and the auto-tune, it literally sounds to me like robots singing, that it takes away all my joy that there's Broadway on TV when it's just this weird, purified voice through an auto-tune machine. What makes voices interesting are the little discrepancies in them, not making everyone sound like Cher in I Believe, where she has that crazy auto-tune thing that she does.
Yeah.
So it's cut. So I'm happy, but I'm devastated.